Are you ready? Are you ready for a rematch of the Super Bowl? Are you ready for Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, Andy Reid? Are you ready for the GOAT? Are you ready for one of the best defenses, especially right now in the NFL? It is the Bucks and the Chiefs, and this is Bucks Kickoff, only on JoeBucksFan.com. My name is Rock Roddy, and we are going to go in depth. Let me give you the matchups, what I've heard, what they were saying this week since they went to Miami. We survived the hurricane, and for all of those that are down south that have had their lives totally upside down, turned upside down, my prayers, my soul, my heart goes out to you, because this, I don't know what it was about this one, but it really got to me. And this easily could have happened to us living here in the Tampa Bay area. And so, you know what, man? Let's enjoy this football game, and let's just hope for a whale of a game. The football season is going so damn fast. I was at my Anytime Fitness, and I was working out the other yesterday, and I looked up, and they have on the board, they have these, you know, advertisements and these little monitors that come across, and it's the Buccaneers schedule. And it seemed like yesterday when I looked up, like, oh, Dallas, the first game. And now I had to go down, This is week number 4 already. It's going by so fast, so let's enjoy it. And here we go. The only one out for the Buccaneers, no surprise, defensive end Akeem Hicks. He's got the foot, the plantar fasciitis, so he is definitely out. You got a couple of game time decisions, but look, man, if you get the okay to play and you're out there on the field, then you are expected to produce. Nobody wants to hear about, but it's true, certain guys are banged up. Everybody, if you've been a starter or you play significant minutes in the NFL, you're banged up. You're banged up, all right? And that's the way it goes. And the team that makes the least amount of mistakes, because in the NFL, and you've seen it these last 3 weeks and games earlier today, you see how it goes, man. You know, it's parity. So you just got to play clean football. All right, the Chiefs are still tied for first in the AFC. They're coming off a loss to the Colts, 20-17. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, the local product, he was so good in Green Bay. He was supposed to be their deep threat. He's also banged up. He's got an abdomen. He was not practicing on Wednesday. Patrick Mahomes was raving about the Buccaneer defense. He said they have one of, if not, the best defenses in football. They played together for a while. He knows what they did to them, him, in that Super Bowl. And looking at the film, seeing right now the Buccaneer defense has got the confidence. Wide receiver, Mecole Hardman, he is their deep threat. They also use him on jet sweeps. He has been slowed, though, by a bruised heel. So that is huge because he is so talented. Now we go on the other side, and really, I mean, this is the first meeting between these two teams since that Super Bowl at Raymond James Stadium 2 years ago. Now the Chiefs defensive coordinator is Steve Spagnuolo. And I was listening to him this week, and look, I've been covering the NFL for a long time. I get it. It's coach speak. Lou Holtz, he was the master of, oh, the opponent is the greatest thing since sliced bread. They don't want to give anything to the other team that would be bulletin board material. They always usually say good things about their opponent. Almost every coach does. But Spagnuolo has got some, credibility. And he said that Tom Brady is still a threat. He has got still very good arm strength and will take a deep shot if he sees it. No quarterback with an average drop back has gotten the ball out faster. How about that stat? Although I'll tell you what. Well, we're going to get into that Packers game, because being up high at Raymond James Stadium and watching Aaron Rodgers, it was something to see. His motion is, his delivery, like Brady's is a little bit longer. He's real quick from the ear, like, And he gets rid of it so fast. I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers. It's very hard to defend. But anyway, Brady, you know, and Spagnuolo was asked about like blitzing. What about, you know, you want to bring the pressure. They want to bring the pressure on Brady, but he is very leery of blitzing because if you do that, Brady sees it quickly and he's going to get rid of it quick and that he can burn you. He would be more likely to bring pressure if it wasn't Brady in this game. He also thinks that Brady and Cole Beasley are going to be something, that they've got a connection already. That first pass, it was on target. It looks like, he said, they got a connection. Brady is going to have Mike Evans back for this game. That is humongous. Julio Jones will be game time. Now, I'm doing this 36 hours before the kickoff, and Bowles said that he did some work. He was limited. He was out there, but the thing about Julio is he'll look good, and then he'll have a setback. So as of when I'm doing this, yeah, I think he's going to go, but we will wait and see right to that. All right, let's talk a little bit about defense for this game, all right? Because I really think it might come down to that. The defense for the Kansas City Chiefs is young and inexperienced, but I'll tell you what, watching the tape, watching their games, they have come together quick. They have allowed the 10th fewest total yards in the NFL. And if you look at the Chiefs week 2 game, the defense won it with a pick return for a touchdown. The Chiefs defensive front, they brought pressure against the Colts in that 2017 tight game that they lost. They were bringing the pressure. They are led by 2 veteran defensive ends. You're going to hear Frank Clark and Carlos Dunlap's name be mentioned in this game. Now, when you talk defense and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I was saying this on radio the other day. You saw what they did against the opening day against Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. And it was, I mentioned it on Bucks Kickoff podcast last week. It was Jamel Dean or Carlton Davis saying, after that first week, we're like, wow, man, wow. Well, maybe it was just opening day. And then after they did it for the Saints, they're like, yeah, we can do this. And then holding the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers to 14 points at home, they are for real. The Buccaneer defense is allowing an NFL low 9 points per game in the first 3 games. They only gave up a field goal in that opener to the Cowboys. They didn't allow the Saints a touchdown until the fourth quarter. And then they held, like I said, Rodgers and the Packers to 14 points. The Buccaneer rushing defense, very good. They are 5th best in the NFL. Now, now it was a crazy, we all know. I mean, if you were in Florida, you understand. Those of you that are maybe in a different country, maybe you saw the video, the stress, worrying about your family, you know, the days leading up to the hurricane. It's very, very stressful. And you just don't know. You just don't know. You leave, if you decide to leave. We went to our parents. They're in a higher elevation. We're in an evacuation zone. And you just, like, I put them there, make sure my girls were safe. And then I was still back here, last minute things. And when you pull away, you're like, is my roof going to be here? Are my material, you know, those, you can replace material things. Well, that's easier just said than done. No, the number one thing is your family. And I noticed that, and if you didn't hear, the Glazers that own the Buccaneers, they arrange for the Buccaneer team to go to Miami to also bring their families. And when I was listening to a lot of the Buccaneer players, they kept talking about their pets. That's a big thing, pets. And Todd Bowles mentioned that one of the plans early on was to go to West Virginia. What is it? The Greenbrier? Is that what it's called? The New Orleans Saints have their a lot of their training camps at this place. And it's big enough. It has a space. They can hold. They got everything there that would have worked. But for the coaches, the players, they were more concerned about like going to West Virginia. That's a little harder for the families to go to West Virginia. And then the pets are a big thing. And if it's Miami, some guys, you can just drive down if you want to fly down, or you can just hop in the car, bring the pets And so anyway, they tried to mimic a regular week. They got their work in. They had normal practices, Bowles said, on Wednesday and Thursday in Miami. Came back in on Saturday, normal meetings. I try to make it as normal as can be. I honestly think that when you get a situation like this, you can actually get closer. You can bond a little bit tighter. Seeing the families around the players, Lenny Fournette said it was kind of cool seeing like fathers with their kids, and he was over talking to some of the kids. And you just feel when you're going through a pandemic, not a pandemic, but a hurricane like that, just to have your family around, it's huge. It's huge. And so I honestly, and then they weren't disrupted for their practice schedule and meetings, because down in Miami, it was okay, even though the storm took a little bit of a right-hand turn. So they tried to make it as normal as possible. And I do want to say one thing. I got a lot of people that were asking me about, I don't know if you saw the footage of Eric Bieniemy, who is the offensive coordinator with the Chiefs. And it was this last game. It was at halftime. They were walking off the field to go to the locker room, and Mahomes and Bieniemy got into it. A little bit of war words back and forth. And I talked to former NFL quarterback. I was on the radio this week, and it was which we had Sean Salisbury on. And I said, Sean, you've been on the sidelines. You've been in the heat of battle. What do you make of something like that with a camera? How often does that happen? And you know what? He had a good point. And Bieniemy kind of said that. I would rather have a player that cares, that is fired up. What it was is, and Mahomes said, they were going in at halftime, and Mahomes wanted to go. He wanted to go for it and try to get in the end zone. And Bieniemy talked to the coaching staff, and they decided, you know what? We're going to get the ball to start the second half. Let's just take a knee. And Sean Salisbury told us that every quarterback is mentality, the mind is, I want to go down. I want to go score. I don't want to like, let me take a knee. No, you don't think like that. So the cameras caught it. It made it look like it was worse. Bieniemy, when he finally spoke, I believe it was on Thursday, said, who really cares? He said, Mahomes is competitive. He wants to finish every drive in the end zone. And the coaches, we decided we're getting the ball in the second half, so let's just take a knee. Got no problem with it. And Bieniemy said, that type of stuff, it's over. Like that, it's over. Because you come back, he's calling plays for the entire second half, and they're not thinking about, did I hurt your feelings? So again, you may have seen it and think that there's problems. There isn't. All right. And a lot of times more of those situations happen, but it depends on whether or not the camera is going to catch it. All right. I'm going to give you my keys to the game. Usually it's what I see because I'm at just about every practice and in that building, but there was no media allowed in Miami in the hotel or where they were practicing. So I listened to every interview, to the Zooms, to the Chiefs. So I'll tell you what they were saying and also the keys, my keys, instead of under the rock, my keys to the game here coming up on Bucks Kickoff. Now, I got to tell you about, I don't know about you, but I could have used a burger from Burger Monger. I wish they would have been open right in the heart of that hurricane because I would have loved it. I was just, my mouth was watering for a Chop House burger and a Barstool shake. Oh, that would have been good. 4 Tampa Bay area locations. Burger Monger is at Carrollwood, St. Pete, Safety Harbor, and Wesley Chapel. Their patties are hand-pressed, a blend of ground chuck and sirloin beef, and it's hand-pressed on the grill, and it's just perfect to a perfect char, the flavor. And then you got to go with the cheeses, right? Fresh toppings and sauces. And you can even try one of the Burger Monger's delicious house-crafted recipe burgers that they work on it in the lab. And it's just to perfection. Now, their shakes, they're all natural hand-scooped ice cream, hand-spun, thick and creamy. And to top it off, they pop whipped cream on top and a bunch of toppings. What kind of flavors, do you ask, does Burger Monger have for their shakes? Very vanilla, simply strawberry, chocolate fudge, cookies and cream, caramel crave, and Snickers Supreme. And if a member of your family, or if you've been having burgers during the week and you want to break it up with a chicken, they have amazing chicken sandwiches. It's a larger marinated chicken breast, grilled or fresh breaded, or you can get it deep fried. And then the sides, the natural cut fries, the sweet potato waffle fries, the house made hand battered onion rings. Oh my God. And it's a limited time only. They got it going on right now. This is a great deal. It's only $12. And where you can even get like a big, beautiful burger for $12. This is two patties. It's their LFG burger. Let's frickin' go burger. Two patties, 12 ounces of beef, chopped lettuce, provolone cheese, applewood smoked bacon, fresh avocado slices, and a drizzle of peppercorn ranch dressing. It is definitely a winner. Limited time only. Burger Monger for only $12. All righty, let me go through some keys to this game, okay? Now, it's prime time. The lights are bigger and brighter. The players know this. Anytime, I'm talking about any sport that I've ever covered, MLB, NBA, NHL, NFL, when it's prime time, when they know their peers around the country and around the world are watching because it's the only game at that time, it's big. And, you know, the Chiefs were beaten badly in the Super Bowl, if you remember that, 31-9 just two seasons ago. Mahomes was sacked three times and the Bucs had 9 quarterback hits. It was such a beatdown that the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs that offseason, if you remember, he completely overhauled the offensive line. So like last year, the Chiefs had 5 new starters on that line with 3 rookies. And the deal now, like, protect Mahomes, all right? Protect Mahomes. And they have. They have done. The offensive line has done a good job. Except last Sunday, they allowed 1 sack and 5 quarterback hits. But Mahomes, and why not? You know, would you expect him to say anything differently? I trust those 5 out there. I feel like we have one of the best O-lines in the league. That was Patrick Mahomes this week. Now, let's go over to the other side. The Buccaneer defense, 3 games so far, 11 sacks. Led by Devin White. He was the NFC Defensive Player of the Week last week. He's got 3 sacks, and Shaq Master Barrett has got 2. Now, Shaq Barrett had a little bit of, it went viral, like in back to, you know, Kansas City. He said that he thinks that the Buccaneers' defense, especially his position group, has a chance to dominate when he looks at the Chiefs' O-line, all right? I don't mind it. I mean, he's confident. He's confident. And you know the O-line's going to have a little extra something-something when they hear that, what about Tom Brady? The key to this game is Brady. He's not panicking. He has had a lot of backup wide receivers. And he's going through the whole personal deal and all that. He got a little bit skinnier. But again, when I'm watching practice and when I talk to someone that's in that building that's seen every practice, even when we leave, he said, God damn, he throws a beautiful ball. Everything is on the money. His arm is strong. But Brady threw 3 games, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. He's got Mike Evans back. Julio most likely will be playing. He's had more time now down in Miami to get familiar with Cole Beasley. What does Beasley do well? How fast does he run his routes? How sharp? They got to get that. They've had a little bit of time. They had 2 days for this last game. And yes, Gage was used more last Sunday. We have not seen the best. I had mentioned on radio, I thought he was the most disappointing so far to me of the new additions. And oh, I had a tweeter, a texter, look at all of the targets he had. No, he did better, and Brady went to him. But, you know, he's still bothered by a hamstring. That thing has really been tweaked. So I don't know what we're going to get yet from Gage. All right, let's talk about the run game of the Buccaneers. They got to be able to run it. You got to be able to still run it. You have to against the Chiefs' run defense. Now, Lenny, playoff Lenny, in three games, 57 carries, 227 yards, 9 catches, 54 yards. And, of course, if you go back to that Super Bowl Lenny, 135 yards total, 89 rushing and 1 tutty. But this kind of cracks me up. Listening to offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich, even Todd Bowles this week, we got to get Rashad White and sneak Keyshawn Vaughn. We got to give them more carries. Well, you call the plays. Is it up to me? Is it up to Lee? Is it up to Ira? Is it up to Steve? Is it up to Joe Bucks fan to get them more? It's up to you. If you're saying we got to get them, then bring them in and call them a little bit more. And I thought it was interesting when Fournette was doing his media thing this week, where he said he feels fine. This is why he trains in the off season. He did not train as much in that May to June. But then when the picture came out that he was carrying a little extra girth, he did start working out pretty heavy. Because they put these workouts on Instagram, you can see. And then he looked fine when he came to OTAs. He looked fine during training camp. He said that the off season is when that's a key. And he works hard so he feels good. He feels good. But in the same sense, in the same interview, Zoom, later, he said right to Rashad White and Keyshawn Vaughn, you guys are going to have to start carrying the ball more because I want to protect myself and, you know, elongate my career or, you know, make sure my career goes on longer. I thought that was kind of interesting. You know, are you about now or making sure that, you know, you want to be able to play a little bit longer? You play longer, you make more money. You bring in more money. So, you know, when they say, oh, it's not about... But anyway, I'm just telling you what Lenny had to say. All right, what about the Chiefs' run defense? Versus the Colts last week, Jonathan Taylor. They were going up against Jonathan Taylor. Now, Jonathan Taylor is an all-pro and he is one of the top, what do you say, top three? Top four Jonathan Taylor backs in the NFL. On 21 carries, he had 71 yards. So they did a decent job. The Chiefs' run defense, they're 10th overall. Overall, the Chiefs' defense is 10th in the NFL. And against the run, they are 9th, whereas the Buccaneers' run defense is 5th. Here's something to note. The Chiefs are without linebacker Willie Gay. He is out on a 4-game suspension, and this is game number 2. So that benefits the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who makes the least mistakes? It comes down to that. I think it does pretty much for most of these NFL games. And the Chiefs did make quite a bit of mistakes last week. All right. So let me show a couple of fun stats out for you, you know? I like to give you a lot of content in the Bucs kickoff because I know you guys are diehard Bucs fans and NFL fans. You want to know about this matchup. Mahomes is one of the best quarterbacks following a loss. Since 2018, Mahomes is 10-3 following games that he has lost, and he rarely loses 2 in a row. And on the Bucs side, the GOAT, his entire career, all right, 22 years, is perfect as an underdog following a loss. Oh, and I forgot to mention this as far as the point spread. Now, again, I am doing this 36 hours before. I believe it was 0.5, half a point in favor of the Buccaneers. This game opened with the Chiefs at 2.5 and then a 2-point favorite. Some money came in late in the week once it was announced that this would not be at a neutral site and that it was okay to play back here at Raymond James Stadium. So very, very interesting. But when the now, if it turns out, if he was an underdog, Brady has never lost following a loss. How about that in his career? You know, Mahomes is only as good as his weapons, right? And like, look at Brady, any quarterback. Keep an eye on former Buccaneer Justin Watson. He's had flashes, and so has the kid, Sky Moore. Because MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, only has 10 catches for 105 yards and 18 targets. They got him because they thought he was going to be the deep threat, and he has not been. Watson and Moore, again, it's a smaller sample size. They don't have as many catches or targets, but Watson and Moore are averaging between 25 and 30 yards per catch. Juju Smith-Schuster is that possession receiver. And again, Valdez-Scantling was supposed to be the deep guy. He just doesn't seem to have like the chemistry yet with Mahomes. And like I said earlier, Hardman is their deep threat. And if you look at their tape of their last couple of games, Mahomes really trusts Hardman. All right, what have they been saying? Let's go to Wednesday when Todd Bowles, he was talking about just, you know, what it was like down there with the families, the pets around. A lot of players were worried about their grandparents and things like that. And so they were just kind of getting accustomed to things on Wednesday, but they went through a regular practice and had their meetings as usual. Here's something. And Joe Bucks fan did a great job with this. The Sage, Ira Kaufman, does his Tampa 2 on the identity with Derek Brooks. And so Derek Brooks was, I think it was with the Sage or was it with somewhere else? I believe it was with the Sage. But I read it on Joe Bucks fan where Derek Brooks believes that at times in these first three games, there have been open holes and Leonard Fournette has not done a good job in getting through them quick. He's done okay with his 3, 4, 5, 6 yards. And, you know, he's been running hard. But Derek Brooks thinks that Lenny could do better. Now, when Bowles was talking on Wednesday, he said that the holes have not been there. And they got to do a better job with that. And Bowles was asked about, what about the other backs like White and Keyshawn Vaughn? Is it pass blocking? Is it deficiency? Why are they not getting snaps? And Bowles says it's more of they trust Lenny so much in pass protection, catching the ball out of the backfield, and, you know, handling the rock at the line of scrimmage. It's more of a trust thing with Lenny. That is according to Bowles. Bowles was asked, why is this Buccaneer defense playing at such a high level right now? He said he believes he likes the effort, but it's the communication. I got that from a lot of players the last couple of weeks, defensive players walking around the locker room. Mike Edwards, Levante, Jamal Dean, Carlton Davis. Communication. They're on the same page. It's the same system. They're older. They've been in this system. That's huge. Because look, all these defense, all these players in the NFL are great athletes. They're all great athletes. It's knowing what to do, reacting really fast, not looking around like, whoa, I blew that. Was I supposed to be here? Were you over there? And I heard it in June. I heard it. They want to get more picks. They want to get more takeaways because they're older and they've been in the same system and they got to communicate. Bowles has driven that into their head. And I'm telling you, I think that's one of the biggest reasons. The Buccaneers have given up, 27 points, 20 have been on the first drive. First two drives to Green Bay. That's the thing is why you know, I'll get to that because we talked to another coach this week. So they got to start faster, that Buccaneer defense, okay? You got to. I think it was Devin White that said they're just so happy to be out there playing a game that they're a little bit over-amped up on that first drive, and sometimes you get out of what you're supposed to be doing. You over-pursue. You're not in your lane. You're not where you're supposed to be. So that's something to keep an eye on. I mean, that's nitpicking. The Buccaneer defense has been so good. On Kansas City, what did Bowles say about their running? They got a big offensive line. They have big receivers as opposed to smaller, quicker receivers. Oh, like what's been the difference from when you play them in the Super Bowl and playing them now? Yeah, their receivers a little bit quicker. He said they still got Kelce. They still got Helaire. Mahomes was great then, and he has gotten better since. That according to Todd Bowles. All right, here now, Shaq Barrett. He was asked about Mahomes. He said he extends plays, and it's when Mahomes does that, like when he's running around, Shaq Barrett said, I don't care how good you are. It's hard to plaster or cover guys for 5 or 6 seconds. When it's five Mississippi, six Mississippi, seven Mississippi, there's eventually somebody that's going to get open. Okay. And he said, when you get your hands on Mahomes, you got to get him on the ground and you cannot miss. And then he said, we got to have opportunities to impose our will as pass rushers. He mentioned about thinking we have a chance to come out and dominate. And he also said, we're going to have a coming out party as edge defenders. I know he had six sacks last game. He thinks they can do more. So Shaq Barrett is very, 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 very confident in this game. All right, going into this game, what about Lenny? What did Lenny say this week? He mentioned, like I told you, he trains in the off season for this. He said he feels great. He was asked about like the hurricane. Like, you wonder if that's going to affect you because he was in New Orleans and he was 8 years old and he experienced Hurricane Katrina. But he kept saying, but I was a kid. And the one thing that stood out to me was, he said it very matter of fact. He remembers walking through the waters in New Orleans and pushing over dead bodies so his grandma and grandpa could get through. Can you imagine that? Like being a kid but dead bodies? But he was like, this is football. This is a game. When I get out on that field, it's not too much. And also, I was a kid. When you're a kid, he goes, I was 8 years old. So, and like I told you, he did say that their time is going to come. The other running backs like a Keyshawn Vaughn and a Rashad White, you guys got to start sharing the snaps. I'm trying to prolong my career and, you know, and that type of thing. All right. So that's it. Oh, and he was also asked about Brady. And he's really got a connection with Brady. He said, over the years, coming to Tampa, you're blocking for one of the best players, but not only one of the best players, one of the best guys in Brady. And for him, it's pretty much like an honor to pass protect. So once the GOAT is out there, when 12 is out there, they're all going to be stepping it up. Devin White, he appreciates the Buccaneers taking care of logistics early to get everyone in place. That's another thing. These are little things that I know that you don't care about because you're just caring about when they step on that field, but you don't want them like their minds, you know, to have a week or be worried. And they weren't like the Glazers and the NFL, like they made that decision quick. All right, we're going to practice. Boom. Let's get down. Boom. You can take your families. Boom. You can take your pets. You want to drive? You drive. You want to fly? You fly. We got everything covered for you. And Devin White said they really appreciate that. So it wasn't a thing like waiting too long and close to Wednesday and things like that. He said that Mahomes is one of the greatest quarterbacks that he has ever faced. And he said, you got to go. Oh, remember I told you guys this. If you've been listening to this Bucs Kickoff podcast, I told you how Devin White, every time I'm in there, he's playing cards. He loves to play cards. Sometimes with Julio Jones, sometimes, who else was he with? I was playing against Shaq Barrett the other day. There's a card table, and it used to be right at his locker, and now they moved it into the center near the couches, and he's always playing cards. And you know what he said about Mahomes? You got to go card to card with him. If he throw out an ace, you got to throw out a king. And I laughed because that's him. That's a great analogy. And he said that the coaching staff with Bowles, they got to have a great game plan. Like it's up to the coaches to put these guys in the right situation. And he said, again, the reason why, just like the other defensive players, the reason why this Buccaneer defense has been so good is because of the communication. But we got to get better early. He said, games start. Everybody, we're so amped up. We're trying to make a play. And sometimes we can forget about communication. And he was really hoping it would be a night game with the fans. And he's getting his wish. He is getting his wish. And one last thing, I think it was General Lane. Somebody asked him about his horses, because you know he's horses. And he's like, his barn is more expensive than the house that he lives with. And trust, his horses are well taken care of in his barn. All right. All right. A couple more things, and not to get too deep on this, but, you know, we were not at practice because it was in Miami. We weren't allowed to be there. So I'm giving you more what they told us what was going on. Byron Leftwich, why has the offense not been clicking? And he said, basically, we are not good on first and second downs. When you got a banged up team, you can't be third and long, third and 10, third and 11. We got to get back to giving the team a chance to score at a high level. And then it's not so much of, are you a running attack? Are you not taking shots downfield? He said, we're just trying to win that day. We prepare for everything. And it depends on what the defense is giving them or not giving them and the flow of the game. Are you behind by a lot? So they're prepared. We're trying to win the day, and we got to be better on first and second downs. Actually, that's not bad. And that's basically what I took, I think, was the best from Byron Leftwich. Now, Larry Foote, who's the inside linebackers coach, also the passing game coordinator, you know, he's asked about Devin White. He's like, he's flying around. He's playing clean football, no mental errors, and he is communicating. That's why I think the sky is the limit. When this season is done for Devin White, holy, I mean, he's a beast. He's playing fast, and he's playing clean, and he's got it. He's got the defense down. And the other thing is, Larry Foote was asked, well, what is the difference between like 2019 with this defense and now? And he said, older, smarter, more mature, and they're playing together. All right, what about the GOAT? Now, the GOAT was not at the hotel when he was on the phone. And you know what? This is not a time for the TMZ. Was he with Giselle? And I know there's reports and this. Now, I don't care. When the GOAT goes out onto the field, all he is thinking about is each play. That's why he is where he is for 23 years and 45 years old. He did say, though, that this crazy week, that sports can bring people together. He mentioned 9/11, Katrina. It can give fans something to cheer about. He loves the way the Buccaneer defense has been playing. And he said, basically, we got to score more and take the pressure off them. And what he likes about this team is we win as a team, we lose as a team, and the GOAT said it's been like that since the day that I got here. And I do believe him. We have heard a lot that is very unselfish. You know, there's no me, stats. It still is that way, all right? Mike Evans, what they were saying Thursday. What about that damn one-game suspension? He said, I've got to be smarter. This is the second time I've got suspended. I got to control my emotions better. I can't not let that happen again. He said it was hard to watch, and I could have helped the team. But here's the positive. He took something positive out of it. He said that he got to rest. He healed all the way up and he's feeling fresh. So I am expecting a big game out of the Brady-Mike Evans connection in this game. What about the Kansas City Chiefs defensive secondary, Mike Evans? And he said, we have got to be disciplined with our eyes, what we see. They try or they like to rotate a lot at the last second. But he said, if the Buccaneers defense is physical up front and then we, as a Buccaneer team, can run the ball, then they're going to have to play us in man coverage. And that is what we would love. This Chiefs secondary is different, Mike Evans said, than in 2020. They still got Jarvis, Speed, Sneed. He's a very good corner. He plays outside a little bit more now. He said their defense plays well together and they disguise coverages. So that's kind of what they were saying. I got to tell you, I thought that I was concerned last week going into that game. And again, I was on a couple of radio stations and I did not pick the Buccaneers to win that game. I just had that feeling. Most think just the opposite of me this week. They don't have a good feeling. Kansas City Chiefs are too good to lose another game. Mahomes is coming in here. They got plenty of talent on the roster. Andy Reid, Bieniemy. You know what? I am feeling very good about this game. I think the offense is going to play a lot better. And I am a believer now. It's taken me till game four. I am really believing in this defense. They're just, it's mental. They are so confident. I'm telling you. And what they did to the Saints, what they did to the Cowboys, how they held down Aaron Rodgers. Now I know it's Mahomes in here. I have a good feeling about this game. And what I also have a good feeling about, because I'm getting hungry. I don't know about you. I am, my mouth is watering for a burger from Burger Monger. And I want to wash it down with a nice creamy shake. I'm ready for the ground chuck and sirloin beef hand-pressed burger on the grill. I'm ready for some cheeses. I'm ready for the sides, the natural cut fries, the sweet potato waffle fries, and even the house-made hand-battered onion rings. And then I got to get myself a Burger Monger shake. It's creamy, it's hand-spun, it's now natural hand-scooped ice cream. And I love the whipped cream on top with the toppings. Oh, my God. I'm going to go with the, you know what, man? I'm going with the chocolate fudge. Maybe you want the very vanilla. Cookies and cream, caramel crave, the Snickers Supreme, the Simply Strawberry. My wife, she loves the chicken sandwich. She likes it grilled. You can go deep fried or fresh breaded. And right now, limited time only, the Let's Go Burger. The Let's Freaking Go Burger. 12 ounces of beef, two patties, chopped lettuce, provolone, applewood smoked bacon, fresh avocado slices, and finished off with a drizzle of peppercorn ranch dressing. It is definitely a winner at Burger Monger, their LFG burger, for only $12. You can't finish that bad boy. Bring it back. Bring it back. All right, bring it back and bring it home with a winner. You know, I was going to break it down and break it down into the games last week. You know what? That's last week. That is last week. The Packers beat the Bucs 14-12, and the Colts beat the Chiefs 20-17. Matt Ryan with the touchdown pass, 24 seconds left. But I'm telling you, Matt Ryan was sacked five times. He lost two fumbles, but he did come through with the two touchdown passes. The Chiefs were up 14-10 at the half, and then they just had the three field goals, and there you go. So, look, it's a home game. Here we are. It's this night game. It's going to be electric. It's the Sunday night primetime game. It's time for the GOAT with your Mike Evans. Your weapons are back. Your arm looks good. It's time to get back on the same page, offense. Defense, keep doing your thing. Don't let Mahomes run wild. Keep going. Bring it, Shaq Barrett. Joe Tryon Shoyinka. Let's go. Linebackers, you're the best in the game. Your DBs, your covers, you guys have been doing a great job. Let's do this thing. All right? I'm expecting a really, really good performance by the Buccaneers. I am. My thanks to JoeBucksFan.com, the biggest, baddest, badass site for Buccaneer information. We had a fan come up to Sage and I at Big Storm Brewing. And a shout out to Big Storm Brewing for what they did collecting supplies and going down and delivering them to those affected in the South Florida and West South Florida area from the hurricane. Shout out to Big Storm. Shout out to you, Buccaneer fans, and let's do this thing. I'll talk to you next week, same time, always breaking it down. And I'll be at One Buck. I'm going to be in the locker room. I'm going to be there at the game. I'm going to bring you information, inside stuff. So let's enjoy this game. We're at week number 4 already. This has been Bucks Kickoff, only on Joe Bucks Fan.